Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. Let's talk about thinking today. Thinking. I am learning and I keep learning, and one of the greatest things that I'm learning at the moment is the power of thoughts, the power of thinking, good thinking. And in the process of my learning, what I wish to share with you this morning is just to say to you, think only good thoughts. Why should you think only good thoughts? Why? What is the value of good thoughts? Well, the truth is, good thoughts have a value. And the value is that good thoughts get you out of trouble. They get you out of trouble. Good thoughts give you progress. Good thoughts protect you. They protect you from the cunning sadists that we mix around with, who might want to take advantage of us. And because we are good thinkers, we are sharp, our minds are open, we are alert, we are vigilant, we are sober-minded, and we cannot identify on the spot something which looks creepy and inappropriate by way of others seeking to cunningly manipulate us in order, therefore, to take advantage of us. And we suffer the consequences whilst they progress as they step on top of our shoulders, jump on top of our heads, and go further up above us and keep suppressing us. So good thoughts will protect us. That's the value of thinking only good thoughts. Good thinkers are people who solve problems. Good thinkers never lack ideas of progress. Good thinkers are safe from bad leaders or bad partnerships. That's what good thinkers are like. Apparently, there are those who, in the whole process of the fight and the struggle for power and dominance in life, believe in the concepts which Adolf Hitler once said. One of the things that Adolf Hitler said about people's lack of thinking, he said these words: "Oh, what luck for rulers that men do not think." So effectively what he was saying was that just because people are lazy to think and people do not take time to think, people do not think appropriately, they don't think good thoughts, they don't think things that are worthwhile, leaders can actually take advantage of that. And they can possess the sphere of their influence and cripple and crush down the effectiveness of the people that they lead. But if people think, then leaders are bound to seek to think right and act right, because they have a bunch of thinking citizens or thinking partners within the organizations that they work in or communities within which they live. Albert Einstein said something great and says, "Thinking is hard work. That's why so few do it." I know I'm talking and trying to motivate and encourage us to be good thinkers. And I think at the end of the day, one or two people will be like, oh no, ouch, that's too hectic. Yes, it is hectic, because life puts a demand on us. We've got to sweat it out in this life. So part of the sweating out process in order to build the best that we need to build is for us to think and think right and take time to think and think good and have good thoughts. What good thoughts also do for us is that they will motivate us they will become a trigger which encourages us to go on and not lose hope. They'll help us to not sit down, look at ourselves in a gloomy pattern, but they're things that they'll actually make us have a motivation for the future, because we've got ideas crisscrossing our minds. There are potential aspects and attributes that we see lying within ourselves, within our environment, that we can take advantage of, manipulate, possess, and realign and create a refocusing which will take us to that place where we wish and desire to be as individuals, and then we'll stand on top of the situation with a smile on our lips and a dance in our feet, with our hearts leaping for joy, because we have taken time to think and we have taken advantage of our ability as human people, as human folk, because we have the power and the authority. We have the skill and the ability to dominate our spheres and not be dominated by our circumstances. An author by the name Napoleon Hill. I'll share something from what Napoleon says. Napoleon says, "More gold has been mined from the thoughts of man than has ever been taken from the soil of the earth." More gold, which is to say more treasure, more good, more success, has been taken from the thoughts of man than has ever been taken from the earth. You can have as much physical gold as you can, but if you think in a fuddy-duddy fashion, then we are going to lose all of it. So we need to be sharp up there so that we can sustain what we have round about us and within the spheres of, in the confines of our spheres of influence. So more gold has been mined from the thoughts of man than has ever been taken from the earth. Let me encourage you today and say to you, think, keep thinking, and think only good thoughts. Be encouraged, remembering and always knowing that it is well.
Stop for a while. man's venture, eternity is for sure. Open up and receive this truth in your heart. The God was smiling at your birth and has a purpose for your life. I know the plans I've made for you, plans for goodness, says the Lord.
Smile.